Hey America, welcome to another week in this great nation. A rough week for so many of us. I'm sure in your little hamlet, wherever you hail from, probably the flags are at half mast to remind you of the little souls that were taken far too young in Newtown, Connecticut on Friday from Sandy Hook Elementary. They did walk into school. They did not walk out, along with six adults who tried to shield kids and do whatever they could to help them in a horrific, unbelievable situation when a 21 or a 20 year old went into the school armed heavily and shot person after person after person, working his way around the school until the first responders got there. Then he turned the gun on himself. A couple of the funerals already taking place of the youngsters. The world watching, holding their breath, really praying for the people, frankly, in that town to not lose hope and to hang on and accept the outpouring of love that they're getting from not just Americans but from other countries. People are bringing coffee. They're bringing stuffed animals to be part of a wall that they've now built to remember the children and the others that were killed. And I think that outpour is going to continue long after the last couple of funerals. But will we continue to have assault weapons, for one, in the United States? Dianne Feinstein says, the senator from California says she is going to take up a bill to eliminate assault weapons as they once were in the United States. And then there's the argument over the definition of assault weapons and what they are, and haven't heard very much from the NRA, although there was a poll that was done by the NRA where 74% said do away with assault weapons. Not handguns, not rifles, not all the things in between, but do away with assault weapons. And speaking of doing away with the assault weapons, there were some kids, thanks to the brave action of their students, that got away and got away from the bullets and what was happening there. And how they did it is their teacher blocked the way, so they were able to get past her body and run to safety. And the six kids ended up in a driveway of a guy who's a former psychologist, who then saw the kids after he had come back from his morning walk to the diner and asked what was happening. They said that their teacher was dead and they were here. So Gene Rosen was a smart enough man to take them inside, talk to them, give them toys, let them talk about what they were feeling, and call the parents and let the parents know that these children, these six children, were completely safe.
These were very staccato shots. They were very quick. Boom, 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 boom. And I thought, how obnoxious. Why would a hunter do that? But I didn't think much of it. There was a school bus driver, and she said, there's been an incident. And I said, well, just come in the house. And that's how it started. I brought him in the house. These two boys kept saying, we can't go back to school. We can't go back to school. Our teacher is dead.
Yeah, how sad, how young for them to see that. And some of the other kids that were walked out were told to close their eyes and put their hands on the shoulders of the person in front of them so they wouldn't have those images burning in their heads of the students who were killed and the blood that was oozing out, sadly, and all over the floor, and just awful. So now the conversation is, could we, because of these signs that we see that say gun-free zones, seemed to be a draw for the deranged, psychotic killer who want their 15 minutes of fame or in the history books, that kind of stuff. What's being said now, lunatics looking to murder lots of people and then turn the gun on themselves, get that satisfaction by going to schools. And they have the weaponry. It's like Norway, we were talking to Saul Alvin the other day. 77 people died in the Norway massacre. It was just unthinkable. Unthinkable. And a couple of years ago, you had a big shooting in the UK. 12 people died in that one. So there have been public shootings far and wide, to be certain. Coming up this hour of America Tonight, we're going to get away from Newtown and the people a little bit, but still talk about some of the kids that were buried and other aspects of what do we know about the 20-year-old. More information is out there, but is any of it useful, and is it ringing, setting off alarm bells or ringing any feelings inside people to say, oh, I know somebody like that, and remember what he did, and I'm starting to hear those kind of stories. And we're going to lighten the load and talk to the former tour manager of Lynyrd Skynyrd. He was the tour manager for 2 years, Ron Eckerman, and the book is so funny. It's called Turn It Up. I laughed out loud when I read some of the book. And he was in the plane accident that took the lives of Lynyrd Skynyrd, and he survived it, and he said he never thought they were going to go down. He didn't really think it was going to happen, and they went down, and it was a band that was very popular and was just gearing up to do some super, super big things. He survives it, and his band members do not. So we're going to talk to Ron Eckerman, who has he's got an offer for all of you who are active military personnel or those who are retired personnel. You get a copy of Turn It Up through the miracle of the e-book. So you would be able to get that if you're in the military for free. And it really is, if you like rock, it really is a very, very good book. He's going to share a few stories for us at the end of the hour. We know the fight is on the Hill when it comes to the fiscal cliff, and we don't know the outcome there. It's most likely not going to get resolved before we go away for the break or they go away for the break, but they'll be back on the 26th to try to hammer out an agreement. And if they don't, then we know what happens. The automatic spending cuts take place, and I don't know that anybody wants that. I'm going to say really nobody wants that to happen. So where do we go from here? There's their question. Where do we go from here? And I think the people in Newtown every day are telling themselves that. How do we move forward? How do we push the ball up the hill? What do we need to do? What do we need to do? What we need to do now is step aside, and then we're going to be back with much more here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Merry Christmas. Peter Krasnow from Midas Resources. Today is December 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,648.20. A 1 ounce gold Cougar Ann can be purchased for $1,689.32, $844.66 for a half ounce, or $422.33 for a quarter ounce. $1,689.32, $844.66, and $422.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here on ATN, Senator Daniel Inouye died at the age of 88. He was the longest-serving senator since 1962. Imagine. I don't know that we'll ever have someone like that again. 50th year in the Senate. He was representing Hawaii in Congress since the 50s, though. He had problems with respiratory complications. He was fighting it. He was in stable condition. He was communicating, and then he died. Inouye is a war hero, World War II vet, and he was a big, big, big presence in Hawaii, and especially politically he was. He was also a chairman, a past chairman of the Appropriations Committee. He was the Senate's president pro tem, and he was third in the presidential line of succession. And he was very, very well liked on the Hill. He had friends on both sides of the aisle, which now we're seeing these days is a pretty rare feat, pretty tough. It is a massive polarization at the Capitol. Massive, massive, massive polarization. He just wasn't one of those guys. So he did what he knew best. He dug in, did his work, and talked to Democrats and talked to Republicans alike. Yeah. Some big odds and ends that have people talking. And I say that America Tonight, if you've listened for the first time, hey, first of all, Kate Delaney, nice to meet you. But here's how we roll here. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can do that by giving us a jingle. Guns. Should guns be the focus of the conversation coming out of Newtown? What do you think? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. So whether it should be the buzz or shouldn't be the buzz, whatever the buzz is, we try to get ahead of it. Sometimes we're deep in the middle of it. Here's an odd a story that's happened to Richard Engel. He's an NBC correspondent. I think he's excellent when he's in war-torn areas. He's very, very brave. But he's missing in Syria, and he's been missing now for 5 days, at least 5 days. Thursday was really the last time anyone heard from him. They don't know. He doesn't have any kids. He's divorced. He's the chief foreign correspondent. He runs the Middle East Bureau. He's been reporting on all the conflict and what's happening. And he's talked to rebels and other forces backing the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad. He disappeared on December 11th. He's a big Twitter user and follower, and nothing has come out of Twitter. So there's massive concern about the whereabouts of Richard Engel. He's been all over the globe 15 years. He's been reporting for NBC, and he's been recognized for his reporting on the 2011 revolution in Egypt. Very, very well respected and risky. And maybe, you know, in my head I'm thinking, oh, let's hope the risk didn't catch up with him. But I know that's not necessarily the reality. A lot of people are linking English papers, the Daily Mail and some others, and their headlines are screaming about missing war correspondent. So Richard Engel is somewhere, we hope, in the United States. We just don't, or in Syria. We just do not know where that is. Do not know where it is. Obama and Boehner have been meeting now for at least 3 days. They had sit-downs. They've talked on the phone a bunch. And this is the last hurrah. Do we dive off the so-called fiscal cliff? Or do we fight it tooth and nail? We might not have to fight it tooth and nail. Our voice isn't the one that matters so much in this one, because it's all about Congress and then ultimately up to the president. So what are the compromises on both sides of this? Because I know that the president's not going to sell out on this one. And he has a chip in the game with what's happened financially for New Jersey and New York. How about that? Another odd story is Martin Scorsese is going to make a documentary about Bill Clinton for HBO. I wonder if they have to submit a list of questions and then the ex-pres can decide whether or not he wants to answer those questions. I would imagine that Clinton, if he knew you, anything would be fair game. But if he doesn't know you, maybe that's not the case. So this documentary, I think, is interesting. And the fact that Scorsese is tackling it tells me they want it to really be something. I think they really want to do something with this. It'll give the former president, they're giving it to him as documentary treatment. The network is teaming with Marty to spotlight the president of the United States, the former 42nd president of the United States, Bill Clinton. Scorsese is a longtime Democrat. He's got a lot of ties to the Clintons. He supported Hillary in 2000 and 2006. So because Clinton was the first Democratic president in six decades to be elected twice, served as president of the United States from 93 to 2001. So this is an interesting twist, Scorsese producing, directing, doing the whole thing based on Clinton. And you can only imagine what they will say. And I was just thinking this to myself for a quick second there. And what they won't say, will they leave certain pieces of what happened in his life? How could they do that? Would assume that they got the all clear to go ahead and rip Bill when they wanted to rip him and say he was a good guy in other ways or whatever it might be. As long as you have the blessing of the person sending you off, then usually it's okay. Usually you know it's going to be okay. And it is going to be okay, without a doubt. This one slipped in from Sally in New York, and Sally says, Hey, Kate Delaney, I cannot wait till you have an affiliate here. They're going to be beating down the door to your station to try to get you to get you to move. And I think we'll see that much sooner rather than later, believe it or not. Believe it or not, that sounds, I don't know, does that sound ominous to anyone else? Maybe it is. I'd say it's pretty, at least it's pretty direct, let's put it that way. Seems very, very, very direct. While the hunt is on to try to find Richard Engel, and remember, America doesn't deal with terrorists, then on the home front, the conversation is mainly what people are talking about. The conversation to advance the ball and where are we moving and what's happening. It's always a good chance to take a breath and reassess what the last year was heading into the new year. I don't know that I believe in resolutions, but certainly there are things that you can try to do better. There are lists you can make. There are calendars. There are all kinds of ways to do that to make sure that 2013 is better. Sadly, for the kids at Sandy Hook Elementary, they don't get a shot at 2013 of falling off a balance beam or missing a curveball. They don't get that opportunity. And they don't get that opportunity because a 20-year-old decided this was the day he was going to alter the world. And the shooting of his mom, the shooting at the ice rink point to lots of different things, but no solid motive, no one motive for doing what he did, for all the pain, for all of that, and watching as the police try to come up with some kind of motive in piecing this together and looking at timelines. Ooh. I think every once in a while you'd have to get a different perspective and just really let out a sigh and take a deep, deep breath. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, Ron Eckerman. What was it like to be the tour manager for Lynyrd Skynyrd? You're going to find out next.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
One, two, three.
Of Skynyrd is playing on the air all over the world. We know it. I mean, we love Lynyrd Skynyrd. Southern style rock and rock rock. I mean, the best. Now, in the wings, sitting in our virtual green room, we spare no expense, of course, Ron Eckerman. And he's written a book called Turn It Up, Love, Life, and Death, Southern Style. Check it out, Eckerman. Can you imagine the bird's eye view that he had? He was a tour manager for the band that absolutely defined, as I was saying, Southern rock, and certainly beyond that definition as well. And he's going to tell us what he's doing, because you know how we feel about the military. He's doing something really awesome for the military this Christmas. Ron, thanks so much. I know you probably could do a million other things, and we're very happy that you joined us on America Tonight.
Oh, I'm really glad to be here. Really.
Well, first of all, tell us, because I don't want to give away everything in the book, but tell us how you hooked up with Skynyrd. How did you end up becoming the tour manager?
Well, I was working for Fleetwood Mac at that time, and I had a great attorney that just connected me with everything. And we were off. Fleetwood Mac was in the studio, so there was no tours to manage at the time. And he contacted me and asked me if I wanted to help him out with Lynyrd Skynyrd. And so I said, sure, let me try it out for about 3 weeks. And, 2 years later, we were still going. So And the three-week stint that got extended.
You gotta love that. Now, I was jokingly trying to sing "Sweet Home Alabama." I really don't have a great voice, but you know, for singing anyway. Skynyrd had so many hits. I mean, dozens of hits. "Freebird," people know that song. "Give Me Three Steps," "Simple Man." I mean, I could go on and on. Did you? Because you would hear this time and time again in different cities, different venues. Did you have a favorite Skynyrd song?
Oh, you know, I really, it's hard to say. I loved some of the bluesier stuff, you know, "Cry for the Bad Man," and love "On the Hunt." That's got such a heavy, like, British sound to it. Just love that song.
How crazy!
I guess "On the Hunt" is the favorite for me.
"On the Hunt," that's good. How crazy did people go? You know, how crazy were people for the band when you would travel? How tough was it? You know, being the manager, but everybody and their brother was trying to pull on them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I heard so many stories. It was just insane. You know, I remember one time when we were playing in Jacksonville in their hometown, and this guy comes up to me and goes, "Hey, man, I need to get backstage. I need to get backstage. I'm Alan Collins' brother." So I thought, I didn't know he had a brother. I went backstage and checked with Alan, and sure enough, no brothers for him. But it was crazy. You know, they were, I think to this day, they're probably the best live band there ever was. You know, it was just, they were phenomenal.
Yeah, and you talked about it was supposed to be a three-week stint, and you hooked up in New York. That had to be a wild experience working with Skynyrd in New York. So you knew, did you know right away in that first time out, man, this is something special?
Well, I knew, you know, seeing the crowd reaction, that's what I always look for, and, you know, I always look for today, because, you know, my opinion isn't worth a lot, but you know, the opinion of the crowd is what's important to me. And so, you know, seeing those people going nuts, I knew I was on the gold here.
Yeah. Obviously, you liked New York and doing the New York performance, but what was your, and you tell great stories in the book, that's what, so everybody knows, you want the inside scoop on what it was like being with Skynyrd and traveling around and places they played and cool inside stories about the band. This book, Turn It Up, has all of it. But what, of all the stories, because certainly picking stories out and pulling this together had to bring back great memories. What is your favorite memory story of, you know, maybe Ronnie Van Sant?
Oh, gosh, there's just so many of them. But for Ronnie in particular, I think it was when he caught me one morning. We were in Chicago, and we were staying at the Ambassador Hotel, or the Ambassador East. And, you know, that's a high-rise type of place. So he caught me in the morning and goes, "Man, you aren't going to believe what happened to me." And I was going, "I'll believe anything." And he told me he had gotten locked out. His room was too stuffy, so he went out on a fire escape to get some fresh air. And it was like 30 degrees there, you know. So he was up 14 stories, locked himself on a fire escape in his shorts. Fire escapes have those spiky little stairs, the metal stairs on them, right?
Right.
So he's barefoot. He has to go down 14 stories, walk back in, and of course he has no ID.
Oh, that's funny. Oh.
He's trying to get his room back.
Oh, that's good. Did you, when you were traveling, were there certain things, you know how bands have, they just have a few things, and you're the tour manager, that they're picky about. You know, like they want a giant bowl of M&Ms, or they only have distilled water, or whatever it might be. They only want fresh fruit. What do they have any kind of desires like that that they had to have when they went to certain venues?
Nothing real weird. You know, it was the Jack Daniels, and then the Dom Perignon, and the beer, and, you know, our alcohol beer bill for dressing rooms was quite high. You know, but the promoters pay that. Of course, we pay for it eventually because it comes out of the show. But, you know, they didn't have anything special. They weren't crazy like that. They did like good food. You know, if somebody put trash down there, the dressing room's going to end up the same way. But, you know, as long as it's decent food, they'd love anything.
There you go. They'd love everything. And, you know, you talk about having to account for everything. You talk about having paperwork and, you know, whether it was receipts and checks and cash and all that kind of stuff. You know, basically looking at the books. And you have a great line in the book where you talk about that you'd scramble and work through a day off or stay up all night if you had to square things up, because blowing through $20,000 to $30,000 a week in cash required a lot of book work.
Yes, it did. You know, we didn't have tour accountants back then. That was me. So it was a tour accountant and, tour manager and management rep, everything rolled into one. And, you know, it was a lot of fun, man. It was just a gas.
I bet it was. And for people who, and I know there's so many fans of Skinner, like I say, today you hear still all over the radio, iTunes, whatever, just, you know, pretty much plug and play. Definitely there's a song playing somewhere right now. In fact, several of them. You also went through, and you talk about this, how sad it was. It was so sad for the rock world. The tour, the crash that happened, and after how amazing they were playing so many big venues, and then that horrible turn of events with the airplane crash in 77. And you were a crash survivor. Did you have any kind, do you remember in your mind what that was like? When you were going down, did you think that was happening?
Yeah, I do. I remember it. It's like the first paragraph of the book describes the immediate reaction when we first had our engine trouble, knew we were going to crash, and all up to the point of running into the trees. And it's a really terrifying thing, but the whole way down I was safe because I never thought we would crash. I just thought we're going to look really silly hitchhiking down the freeway with a plane that's out of gas, and that's what was going through my head until the time of basically right before the impact. Then I was out for a month, so it didn't make any difference to me then anyway. And then they had me so drugged up, it was no problem to get back on a flight to get from Mississippi to Texas, where I was rehospitalized.
Yeah. And you weren't surprised by the reaction of the world to losing such a great band, were you?
No, the whole country shut down, as it's been told to me. Like I said, I was out of it at the time. But from what I understand, man, the country just really took a hit on that one. It was a huge, huge thing. And, that's one of the reasons I wrote the book. It was like Lynyrd Skynyrd, the present Lynyrd Skynyrd isn't really the same band as it used to be. But the whole thing was, look at these songs, look at this huge body of work they did in 4 short years. And, I was with them 2 of those years when they were driving to the top. And, I want people to know who the real Lynyrd Skynyrd is. It's like, maybe I should have named it, Will the Real Lynyrd Skynyrd Please Stand Up?
There you go. And that's why, because you say that, after 35 years of not saying anything, you decided, I'm going to put all these experiences in a book and talk about it, even the plane crash.
Yeah. And, it's great because people actually get to know that old band through this book. It's a day-to-day, it's being on tour with them.
Yeah.
So they really get to know the band. It isn't like a bunch of guys that they see a picture of or describe to them. It's the band's experiences. So, that's the whole thing, preserving the legacy of that great band.
Yeah, it's a terrific book. And I mentioned at the top, tell everybody what you're going to do. And we have a lot of military people that listen to us. What you're going to do for active military folks and veterans.
Everybody knows these guys don't get what they're due, for sure. And, my thank you, my Christmas gift, I can't do a whole lot. But I'm giving away a copy of the ebook to every serviceman, every veteran, anybody, that has served our country. Just go to the website, www.turnitupbook.com, and claim your copy.
There you go. We'll say that a couple of different times for sure. Merry Christmas to you, Ron. Pick up the book, folks. Everybody else, turn it up. It's a great read. It's a page turner for sure. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I had a lot of fun.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer. But fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
How about this? Sad number to start with, but remember the plant fire that killed 112 people? You know, they were trapped, no way to get out, and people were pretty horrified by that. You think of, man, the terrible ways to be at work and to be in a situation where there is no out. And this was one of those situations. So a panel called the Bangladesh fire sabotage, and it was the Tazarine Fashions Limited is the name of the place that was caught on fire back on November 24th. More than 200 people were injured in the fire, and the 112 was the other number I gave you, the sad number of those that were completely trapped. They had no way to get out. So the owner of the factory, they say, should be brought to justice. They thought that proper safety measures could have lessened the fatalities. They submitted the report to the Home Secretary. That's what they do there. A panel said the owner should be held responsible for gross negligence of safety and should face trial for the lack of those safety measures I just mentioned that led to the deaths. So that's certainly some sort of comforting news to the families who couldn't believe it. You know, that country's got about 4,500 garment factories that make clothes for JCPenney, H&M, Teddy Smith, Walmart, Kohl's, to name a few. They got $19 billion last year. That's how much they earned last year, $19 billion. It's how prevalent how huge the business is. They are ready-made garments, about 80%. Yes, indeed, of Bangladesh's $24 billion in exports. You know, I knew it was up there, but I guess in looking at numbers, I didn't quite realize how much it had blossomed. You know, there's a lot of statistics you can find, and there's a lot of phone calls you can make to try to get the true skinny on what's happening and where some of the clothing is being made. But there are a lot of people that make their living that way, and they're very reluctant to share the statistics because, especially when something so grim happens, they know what the reaction will be, and they know the reaction is not going to be great. The reaction to lower gas prices is always a positive one in the United States. Our friends in Europe and other places overseas laugh at us because they're paying $6 or more for a gallon of regular, let's say, if we were going to compare it, and they don't understand our reaction to gasoline because they think ours is low. Well, it's what you're used to and what you've paid your whole life. We did a show one time where all of us shared what was the lowest you could remember gas. I remember dollar gas. I remember maybe even a little bit lower than that, but I know for sure I can remember seeing dollar gas.
I remember it being lower than a dollar for sure, so you have to remember that.
What was it, 10 cents is what you remember?
No, not that, but I remember a high 80s, low 90s. That was right first started driving, I believe, and that was a hell of a deal, especially when you're 16.
I know. You think about that now, and can you imagine if gas was that price now? Oh,
the savings.
People used to give
you a couple bucks when you drive them around, your buddies, you know, like, oh, you... Here's a couple bucks.
Yeah, thanks. Exactly.
Now that doesn't mean anything. Back then, you could fill up half your tank.
I know. Now you'd be lucky if they give that to you. Hey, just let me buy you a beer, buddy. It might be cheaper. The national average of gasoline is about $3.24. That's according to the American Automobile Association, or to you and I, AAA. It's the lowest average in almost 2 years, supposedly, according to those statistics. But that's pretty good news for 84 million plus Americans who have to hit the road and go to grandma's house or the in-law's house or wherever it is.
What's the gas right now down in Dallas?
I filled up the other day for $2.84.
Wow. I just hit $2.95. Yeah, I thought that was a heck of a deal.
I thought it was, too. I said $2.84 was really, really good. I mean, I was out. Just outside of Dallas, and when you go to a more rural area, it seems anyway, the gas can be cheaper. I know that's not true for a lot of other places. Sometimes when there's less gas stations, the gas will be way more because if you can't get the gas there, where are you going to get it? But I don't think that was their philosophy. There were plenty of other gas stations, so that was a pretty decent price. And then with a discount, I got a lot lower than that, a really shocking price, because now with grocery stores, they're smart. They're jumping on the promotions where you go and you buy however much food it is, and they take that much off of the pumps. There are certain pumps, so if you go there, you have an incredible savings, and I think that's what I did. I think that's what I did the one time. This is a great story. A gift from Ansania has a special Christmas theme or wish attached to it. Instead of asking for gifts, the six-year-old wants people to donate toys to a local hospital's pediatric unit. The thing that's interesting here is she's very, very shy. And she is, saying that she wants to see that happen. She wants to see more people donate toys to a local hospital. And the story is, and this is out of Connecticut, because you think of what's happening in Connecticut, and this is on the other side of it, that here you've got the this six-year-old who wants nothing more than to have other kids have some sort of a toy. The idea came to her around Thanksgiving after asking her mother if children in the hospital were able to come home for Thanksgiving or Christmas, and her mother explained to her that no, some people are very, very sick. So how great is that? That the amount of toys being donated is bursting at the seams to the hundreds and hundreds who are donating. So her precious little face got people interested and involved, and that's a good thing. That's a feel-good story. So now we have gas, and we're talking about the kids donating stuffed animals and getting people involved, and that's good. And speaking of being involved, the financial crisis I talked about, I know, kind of scattershooting here, but the president has met now three times with John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, and they're messing around with taxes and debt ceiling and trying to get something done, trying to avoid flying off the cliff. We'll see if they actually do it. Will we avoid the cliff and actually shrink to a new level? How great would that be if we could do that? Because my fear is that we will reach $20 trillion. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan, you have the last word on the show. What's happening?
Okay, I know we don't have a lot of time, so here we go. I'll do my joke, and I got a couple requests.
Okay.
This woman was celebrating her birthday, and her husband went to her. He says, well, honey, it's been 20 years we've been together. What do you want for your birthday? You can have anything. And she says, I want a milk bath. He says, a milk bath? I'll do it. So he went to the farmer, and he says, yeah. He says, my wife wants a milk bath. He says, I want to buy something from you, and I'll carry it home in the back of my truck in the big gallon thingies. And he says, pasteurized? He says, no, just enough to make her boobs float. The rest she can splash herself.
You are awful. It was funny, though. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, in remembrance of Daniel Nolwe, I would like to ask you to play a song called You'll Be a Long Time Gone, You Rascal, You. And as far as the fiscal cliff, it ain't going to happen. Obama wants us to go over the cliff, and he can blame it all on the Republicans. That's his game plan to begin with. He's already got us down to where we'll coincide with his wishes, as long as it's his way. And Boehner's offering $1 million of tax breaks that never happened in the future, and he's not going for that. So I'm telling you, we're going over the cliff.
Yeah, Dan, it's good to be king, isn't it? And I hope, I hate that word even, cliff. I hope you're wrong. I hope this time that some of the things that are ultimately solved. If we keep pushing the debt limit, which it looks like we're doing, we're not going to solve much, and it means that selfishly we're not leaving much behind us for children and for grandchildren. Let's hope 2013 doesn't start off on the wrong foot.
Terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.